Okay, so we are 22 minutes into the Twitter space. Nobody's joined yet, but this is just an intro call, and I probably shared this space too late. I literally just spent about 10 or 15 minutes kind of giving the introduction into the project and unmuted my mic on my headset, but did not have the mute button on the Twitter space unmuted. So I talked for 10 to 15 minutes, totally on mute. Matter of fact, the entire time from the very beginning of the Twitter space about 22 minutes ago. So for anybody listening in, I will note and I will share this Twitter space on my site and on Twitter and let everybody know to not listen to the dead noise for the first 22 minutes. So I guess I'll just practice recapping my project once again. So I am Kyle or Holy Macaroni on Discord, Twitter, Telegram, any social media that I'm on, I'm Holy Macaroni. And again, my name is Kyle. So what I have here is I'm starting my Catalyst project that was approved, community cybersecurity support. Oh, hey, Jane. I'm glad that somebody joined. I don't know if you like to talk on Twitter Spaces or not, Jane, but I will invite you up if you request it. I won't just do it. But Jane, all I'm trying to do is just recap intro my project and what I'm doing here. Nobody's joined yet, but cybersecurity isn't the most exciting thing, and I shared this very late yesterday. So I'm just recording my intro, and I'll post that on my site and Twitter and everything for people to listen to. So there's not so much, there's not nothing but dead silence. Anyway, so, and I'm just talking to the broad audience here. Let me get back to the notes that I had to share. Yeah, so again, cybersecurity community support. The whole point of this project is to have an open platform to give people advice, tips, knowledge sharing, education, what have you, so that people have the tools to better protect themselves and be less likely to get quote unquote scammed, or like I like to say, compromised. That's the word I like to use. We see so much of it going around, people getting compromised all the time. And while security awareness is, again, not the most exciting thing, it's really necessary to bring out that awareness, just to try to help save a few people. If I save a few people, that's great. I would like to save a lot more, protect a lot more people, but one is better than nothing. So again, the whole premise of my project is, I'll be doing these Twitter spaces every weekday at different times to try to give everybody a chance to hop in. It's an open platform. I plan on starting these and sitting here, and if anybody wants to hop in, if anybody has any questions about how to protect themselves, or if anybody has any articles to share, or any other. If there's any experts out there that want to share any of the knowledge, whether you're a security expert or maybe you're a smart contract expert, that also understands the security of that, just any type of example like that at all, please bring it here and share it with people. Again, I'll do these Twitter spaces once a week or once a day every weekday. People can also schedule, individuals can also schedule meetings with me, or teams can schedule meetings with me. So if you're an individual or a team and you want to set up a session, you could go to epochsec.io. That's my site. And you can find my Calendly link on there, and you could choose a time, submit it. It'll create a meeting invite. It'll send it to you and myself, and then we'll hop on and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And if those do happen, I'll probably replace that. I'll probably not do that Twitter space for the day and do those calls. Let's see. Yeah, so like I said, at first it'll be mostly spaces and meetings. As the project progresses, I'll be writing. I may write an article. I might write a presentation. I'll be doing, knowledge gathering, to share that out to the community. So it's not just these spaces, but sometimes that might be instead me just doing some research and data gathering providing that to the community so that they're aware of what's going on, or maybe some, I might do some, I'll probably do a myriad of things, from basic security training and awareness, all the way up to advanced stuff like using, tools to use to pull forensic images, or what an incident response with ransomware looks like, things like that. So I can give people a broad perspective. I'm even willing to help people get on track with getting into cybersecurity. So really, anything related to security, please bring it to me. We could talk about it, even if it's a stretch. And even if it's not security related, as long as it's something to help people learn and in some way better potentially to protect themselves, yeah, please bring it on. Things I won't be doing is providing, doing things such as pen tests, or penetration tests, or audits. Those are very specific skilled tasks that take a lot of time. A lot of skill and a lot of money to accomplish. The thing here is the whole premise of my goal is to just provide free general security consulting and advisement support. So, I think that's probably the best way to summarize that. Further on in the project, I'll probably make adjustments depending on how under or overwhelming the conversations are, and how involved they get. Maybe that many Twitter space is too many, and I replace it with something else, or maybe it's just too much for me to handle. Or I'll also be releasing a survey every month, as well as surveys if I. To individuals or teams, if I have a specific conversation with them. So around the 6 or 7 month mark, I will do an analysis of that feedback and see what are some of the good recommendations and what is feasible for me to change or implement, and so forth. I'm not sure if I already mentioned it. I think I did mention this already a couple of times, but just to be clear, this is not just for me to share knowledge. This is a platform for people to hop in and just ask questions, or people to hop in and share something they know about. I don't know everything. I'm one person. And this takes many people to get all of the right content and knowledge out there. I think that pretty much summarizes what I'm doing here. Again, and Jane, thanks for joining. I really appreciate you. But for anybody listening to this recording on my site, yeah, just I will definitely annotate on there to not listen to the first 22 minutes of this at all, because I was on mute the entire time. I will be sharing these out every single day. As soon as this space is over, for example, I'll go ahead and schedule the next one for tomorrow. I'll probably schedule the next one tomorrow for the late afternoon Eastern time. And then Wednesday, I'll probably schedule it for midday around lunchtime. So hopefully it gets a little more traction, and more visibility and more opportunity for people based on their schedules. Conveniently, Thursday, I will not be doing these for the next, I think, 11 days or something, because I go on vacation from the 3rd to the 12th, and where I'm going, there's no electronic communication at all. So I won't be able to do that. During that time, though, I'll probably be writing up an article or some sort of PowerPoint presentation or something like that. And I'll post on the site and share it with everybody for some basic protection. Like I always like to tell people, the easiest way to protect yourself and not get compromised is just not to click on things. it's very easy to, I've even caught myself where I've almost done it before. I haven't, but I could have easily got caught where, 99% of the time you may get messages or emails or links and you don't click on it, right? You're like, okay, well, I'll just go find it on my own or whatever. That one time you see something that maybe you read about Bob's project earlier. Then someone messages you a link about Bob's project, and then you just heard about that. So your first reaction is just to click on it, right? Well, don't do that. Something that I stick by is if it doesn't matter if I get a link from the person that I trust most in the world, I will go to the source myself. I will find the source. Read up on that. I will find some corroborating evidence that that source that I found is the true source, right? Something as simple as finding Nancy's project on Twitter, right? And somebody emails me Nancy's project link. I'll go find Nancy on Twitter, but then I might see if she's in Discord, if we share Discord channels, maybe, or if she has a site, or what does her Twitter feed look like? I'll look at different things to build my trust in that person or project before I even think about clicking on a link. And a lot of people like the fir their first mentality is to go to, what if I miss this opportunity? I can't just sit back and wait. Well, in my opinion, it's much better to miss an opportunity than to get compromised, right? If I miss 1 out of 10 opportunities, that's better than, getting 100 opportunities and getting compromised one time. It only takes one time to really ch not ruin, maybe not ruin things for you, but at least really change your situation for the worse, right? So just don't, just a lot of awareness, a lot of cybersecurity awareness is very basic knowledge. It's challenging in practice, right? I don't click on things. I don't share information with people. Unless I've, it just depends on, I take every situation very individually and for what it's worth. And, another thing I'm going to do eventually in this project, probably while I'm on vacation, I'll write this up, but I want to share tools with people that are easy to use for the common person to help you build that trust in that person or project, or know if it's safe, or things like that. Like I'm not sure if anybody's familiar with the sites like VirusTotal or MX Toolbox, or using a Microsoft or a Google tool to look at email headers. Some of that's easy, some of that's practice and getting familiar with what you're looking at. But I will be sharing things like that to help people have tools to, like I said, to better protect themselves. Anyway, that's my long spiel of an intro. I'm glad I'm not on mute this time. And there's about 25 minutes left in here. Again, hey Jane, since you're on here, if you have any ideas on how to spread this and get people aware of it, I had a handful of likes and retweets yesterday, but I think I probably just waited. The day before was probably, I probably just waited too late. So hopefully, as the days go on, this picks up traction. But if you have any tips, if you don't mind messaging me on how to spread this out there, I'd appreciate it. Because it's just you and my two accounts right now. But yeah, I will go on mute again, Jane, if you want to hop up. I think request speaker. If not, then I'm just going to sit here on mute. And if anybody joins in the next 24 minutes, I'm glad to help them out with whatever they need. Hello, Catalyst Swarm. I appreciate you joining too. It's just been Jane listening to my intro. I was telling her, or I guess whoever's going to listen to this recording post-recording, I was just kind of going through a 10 or 15-minute spiel of the intro on the plans for this project. I don't know who's using the Catalyst Swarm space right now, but if you want to invite up and share anything for people listening to the recording after this, I'd really appreciate it. Lewis, welcome to the space. Thank you for joining. Again, just to repeat everything else I said, I just kind of earlier I spent a handful of time going through the introduction of my project and the plans of this and my goals here and. Like a 30-second spiel is just to really try to have an open platform routinely or even specifically daily at different times for people to hop in and if they have any questions, or if they have anything to share, I just want this to be an open platform for people to be able to do that, and I'm here to help share. I hate using the word educate, but educate, because everybody uses it, but just help people learn and better protect themselves. That's the whole goal here. So if anybody wants to hop up and ask any questions whatsoever related to security, protecting themselves or whatever, please hop up and ask those or share those topics. Like I said, and I saw Alan join too. I'll be doing these spaces once per day for an hour. Sometimes I'll have topics to share, but just to fill the dead space and to help people learn things. But really, again, this is an open platform for people just to have a space to come in and ask security related things. As boring as awareness, security awareness might sound. We've learned in this field time and time again that just spreading that awareness and having those conversations and spreading the word does help protect people. It might save you that from that one time that you might get compromised. That's that being in cybersecurity for so long now. I'm not sure if I mentioned this earlier, but I've been in cybersecurity for 13 years, so I was prior military for 13 years. I didn't work in cybersecurity in the Navy, but I have experience. I did EOD stuff. I did a lot of electronic warfare job. My job was electronic warfare, but I worked with EOD over in Iraq and stuff too. But 13 years of cybersecurity experience. I've seen everything. I've seen, individuals countless times get compromised. I've seen the largest businesses get compromised. That's who I normally work with is enterprise level customers. So Bank of America, Walmart, Home Depot, whatever big business you can think of, I've talked to. And I've worked in incident responses and helping them where I've seen the cases so bad before where they literally just got rid of their entire infrastructure. Bought everything new and started brand new. It was a horrible process for them, but again, it just comes down to education and awareness and people knowing the things to look out for. One of the things I'll plan on doing is sharing. I mentioned it earlier in the recording before a few of you joined, where I'll be sharing different. I want everybody to know how to protect themselves, but along come with that comes having tools to help yourself as well. So I'll be sharing different tools that I like to use when I'm trying to figure out if this person or if this project or this website is safe or if this link is safe or whatever, right? Before I even think about clicking on something, for example. Anyway, just babbling on for a few of you so you have that background knowledge on my goal here and what I'm trying to do. Another thing I mentioned earlier, I think when I was first recording my intro on mute the whole time, and one of the other things I mentioned is, my specific skill set is cybersecurity. That may not directly play into writing blockchain code or writing smart contracts or anything like that, but I am heavily involved in the community and I have a specific skill set. So I thought, well, I don't want to charge people for doing this. I just want to help people. So I thought, well, let me try a Catalyst proposal and I'll get community funded for it and then provide those services for free. Another thing, an outcome I would like to see out of this as well is people with other types of unique skill sets, lawyers or people working in different finance areas or what have you. Someone that's heavily involved in the community, but or n not necessarily heavily involved, but just involved in the community, but maybe isn't, they're not writing code on the blockchain, but they do have a skill set that could really help the community. Well, we have this perfect funding out there. So hope maybe my idea and the way I do this project isn't the best way to do it, but hopefully I just wanted to put this out there and try it out and help people and hopefully help somebody else think of how they could use their skill set in the community. Lewis, Alan, Catalyst Swarm, if you got I'll invite you guys up. If you want to accept that, you are welcome to do so. Let me see if I could figure out how to do that. This is actually the first space that I've ever done on my own. Invite to speak. I think I figured it out. So I can't invite Jane. She's on her computer and can't speak up. But I definitely very much appreciate her being here. Yeah. So I think I invited y'all up. If you want to hop up, you can. If not, then that's fine. There's about 15 more minutes. I guess I'll just to fill the dead space while we're waiting. Going back to the tools on things I would recommend people using to help protect themselves. I'll get into these in a little more detail and probably a presentation or something I'll share that you can reference and have a little more context to. But I like to use things like VirusTotal. So you can use VirusTotal to look up file reputations, website reputations, and things like that to find out. So what VirusTotal is a site where it's a conglomerate of all these different security tools that have reported on whatever said thing. And it'll tell you, it'll give that thing a rating. So there might be 100 different security products out there that's analyzed that thing. So if you see green out for 100 out of 100, then that's probably something safe. But I don't stop there. I always have the mentality of layered security. If I see it safe on VirusTotal, I don't stop there. I'll go look it up somewhere else. There's maybe another site that you could use called trustedsource.org. And I believe it was actually created by some people that I probably worked with. And so there are people that created or engineers that made the created something called a McAfee Web Gateway. It's really just an appliance to proxy web traffic. They have this site called trustedsource.org where you could put it in a website and it'll tell you if it's safe or not as well. There's another tool out there. If you Google sites to tools to check websites. There's one out there called Sucuri. I think they're still out there, Sucuri. Anyway, but there's a lot of tools out there. You could really just Google, like, check if you just Google a phrase such as check if this website is safe and find a few different tools and check that. Don't just check one, check a few and see if it's safe. Or you can use, if you want to get more involved, you can, and you have some technical knowledge, you can go to something called MX Toolbox. That MX Toolbox is a website where you can check all sorts of things like MX records or C records or A records of domains. You could look at, you can look at all sorts of information in there about who owns the domain. Where is the domain registered? All sorts of different information on that website you can gather about some link. What else do I like to do? Oh yeah, so sometimes I get random emails from people that I'm n not sure of who it is. A lot of times they're pretty obvious if they're just scam, because what happens a lot of times when people try to fish you or socially engineer you, they're usually rather illiterate. Punctuation's usually very terrible. Things like that are usually very obvious. Again, I said earlier, if I can't prove to myself that I trust that thing that I got an email on, for example, I just won't go to it. I won't click on it. I won't respond to it. And I have no problem with that, right? So a lot of times people have this mentality first of, I don't want to miss an opportunity. But to me, it is, I'm fine missing an opportunity. You know, I'd rather miss, one out of 10 opportunities versus getting all 100 opportunities and getting compromised at one time, because that's all it takes is that one time. The web back to the email is another thing to look at, is also the email address itself. A lot of times, people will make that, you'll see an email address, but you'll see the name of it say some, Claymates, right? But you'll look at the domain and it's not a Claymates domain at all. Right. Or it might be a Claymates domain with one little character changed. They'll try to obscure it like that. So just be very mindful, be very focused on looking at what you're receiving before you even think about clicking on it. Like I was mentioning earlier, I try to really stick to my guns in the me in my methodology of, I will never ever click on something, even if it's from somebody that I m most trust in the world, because even maybe they got something that, is malicious, but they don't know it unknowingly, right? So, if Bob, my best friend, sends me something and says, "Hey, Kyle, go check this out. I saw about this." Well, I will go to the source myself. I will go try to find the source myself. And I will, if I find one source, I don't just stop there. I'll try to find a second source. I'll try to find identifiable information to build my trust in that thing. And then go to the source, right? Like I said. But back to the email thing, another thing you can do is Google for Gmail has, you can, I don't have the link right offhand, but I'll put this in some sort of documentation eventually. But they have a site where you can actually take the email header from your Gmail email and put it in there, and it'll tell you the trace of where it came from. Microsoft has a tool like that as well. I forget the URL off the top of my head, but basically, if you just Google Microsoft O365 or Gmail email header analyzer, you'll find that resource on, and you can also Google instructions on how to get the email headers and how to look at them, right? And what they mean and what you're looking for to identify something that isn't safe. So there's just some random tips on things that I do to try to protect myself. Hello, nerdy birdie. Thanks for joining. We have a huge audience here, so I appreciate everybody joining. I'm just rambling on. I have about 8 minutes left in the 1 hour scheduled time I have here. Nerdy, just for your knowledge as well, again, this call is really just an intro and just trying to spread awareness about my project and what I'm doing here. But everybody else has already heard this at least one time, if not five times. But for the sake of your knowledge, my plan here is to, once per day during a weekday, have an open platform to talk about security related things. My whole goal here is to just to protect an individual, protect a team, or just overall reduce how many people are getting quote scammed. Again, I always use the word compromised. That's a little more accurate, in my opinion. But yeah, it's a, I'll share topics, I'll talk about things to fill dead space, but also it's just kind of a thing for me to take 1 hour time every day of my time to have this space open. If anybody wants to come in and ask any questions about something that they saw or something that they want to learn about, or maybe somebody has something that they want to share, because I'm not the only expert. There's a lot of people out there that are experts and know more than I do, right? So if somebody wants to join and share something that they have as well, that would be appreciated. Nerdy out. I invited everybody else up. Nobody wants to speak, and that is totally fine. But I will invite you up too if you have any questions or anything to share that you want. Again, I have about, I think about 7 minutes left here. I'll do these at different times every day as well. I'll vary the time. So probably I'll do three different ranges. Sometimes it'll be early morning Eastern, maybe lunchtime Eastern, and then afternoon or evening Eastern. So I'll just mix that up throughout throughout the life of this project. So this project is going to go from now until October 31st. As of now, maybe it turns into something else. I'm not sure that I want it to turn into something more. I don't know if I have the time to do something more. Because I also work with Bloom. I also work in cybersecurity and all of that. Nerdy, I saw you. Nerdy and Catalyst, I saw y'all hopped up. Do you have anything to share?
Yeah. No, I just wanted to say I'm in a really noisy cafe. So I'll talk next time.
Okay, yeah.
But thanks. I'm
It does
enjoying
sound noisy.
listening. So bye.
Yeah, thank you, Nerdy. I appreciate
Same here,
that. Yeah.
Felix Kronsbaum here. Thanks a lot already, Kai, for hosting this and raising awareness, but also mostly here listening and looking what you have to do.
Oh, yeah. Nerdy, thanks for joining. And if Nerdy, if you want to join at another time tomorrow or something like this, after every space that I do, like as soon as this one ends, I'll go in and schedule and share the next one for the following day. So if you're in a less noisy place tomorrow and you want to talk about something, just hop on in. And Felix, that's it's wonderful to see you here, man. I really appreciate it. I'm always on Catalyst Zoom calls and stuff like that, listening into you. And it's always great to listen to you as well. You also have a hell of a presence on video. So yeah, thanks for joining, man. Yeah, there's just a few more minutes left here. There'll probably be a lot of these spaces where there is dead space time, dead air. But like I said, you know, it's just 1 hour of my time each day while I might be doing something else that I would just want to have an open platform. You know, if one person hops in a day and has something to ask, and I or somebody else helps them, then that is a success to me and makes me happy. Well, something I was mentioning earlier, I got sidetracked by giving my background of military and cybersecurity, but one of the things that, you know, being in cybersecurity for so long now is it's almost depressing or disheartening how many people and companies I have seen compromised and all the way up to completely decimated. You know, I just really wanted to do this to help spread awareness. You know, I'm really involved in the Cardano community, and I just wanted to help people out, right? And hopefully, if, like I said, if I just save one person, that makes me happy. But yeah, Jasper, thanks for joining, man. I'm good, Jasper. I'm going to. There's only a few minutes left. I did a whole lot of rambling, but I have my website, epochsec.io. Obviously, Twitter, the space will still be there for recording, but after each one of these, I'll post a link on my site for people to go back and listen to the recording. Don't listen to the first 22 minutes. I was on mute the entire time, so just skip past that. But yeah, my website, by the way, when you all do go to it, it is extremely basic. It's a template. I'm not a website designer, but it is functional. There's a page on there that has my calendar where you can schedule a meeting with me. Again, if you're an individual and want to just set up a call with me, this is all free of services. The wonderful people at Catalyst are funding this for me. So If you just want to set up a call as an individual or as a team, just go to my website, epochsec.io. You can also just message me. You don't have to bother with my website if you don't want to. But just reach out to me. We'll set up a call for an hour and I could get with you and help you out, however it is. Please do not be shy about that. I love talking to people about this. And if you have any security related question whatsoever, I will either know the answer or know how to find the answer and I'll help you out. But again, a recording will be on my site if you want to have an easy way to go find it. What else was I going to say about that? I think that's it. Again, the site is very basic. There's a home page. There's an information feed page where I'll just post a link every day to the space or if I write a document. And then the third tab is just my calendar, so you can schedule time with me if you want to. I will need to report those meetings for my milestones for Catalyst. But other than that, I won't give any other information about you or anything like that. So don't worry about that. So if you just want to have a conversation in confidence with me, that's totally fine. I'm here to help you, not tell everybody that you needed help. So, that, again, I take this very seriously and passionately. So if you want help, I will definitely help you out. I'll either know the answer or I'll find the answer or I'll find someone else that has the answer and we'll take care of you. Fluid and BitBlocks, thanks for joining. I've had this open platform going on for about an hour and that's the schedule of time. I was planning to end it, but if BitBlocks or Fluid, either of you have any security or protecting yourself related questions, please hop up or request to speak, or I'll give it a few more minutes. Stoic, Stoic, thank you for joining, sir. It was great meeting you at Rare Bloom, and good job getting as many people to do the handstands as you could. Yeah, I was standing right next to you as a redheaded guy when you tried to get Charles to do it. He said, nope, too fat. But yeah, if any of the people that just joined wants to hop up, like I said, this space is only supposed to go for an hour and we're at the hour. But since a few more people joined, I really do appreciate you doing that. Please request to speak if you want to bring anything up, if you want to ask questions, or if you have anything to share for the people listening. Please do. Again, just for a couple more minutes while you're considering if you want to hop up and speak or not. This whole project is just to have an open platform, in a very brief summary, an open platform for people to come up and ask questions or share knowledge or anything like that. The whole goal is just to better protect people and make them better protected. And again, you can set up an individual call with me or a team call with me outside of a Twitter space, and I'll help you out. Yeah, I think that is about it. I also post this recording. This recording was mostly just me rambling about a few basic security topics, as well as introducing my project and giving some information about the flow of how it'll go. Please, you don't have to follow me. I don't care about any of that, but just do whatever you do, whether it's following me or writing my name down or something. Just pay attention to my Holy Macaroni account here, as well as the account I'm talking from right now, EpochSec. And I will, every day after the first space ends, I will go ahead and create and share the space for the next day. Someone did request, I think. Lewis, did you request? Someone requested. Not entirely sure. Oh, Jasper. Oh, yeah. Sorry, dude. What's up, Jasper?
Hi, Kyle. Sorry, I had to log on to my phone.
Yeah, the browser. Yeah. So, at a desktop, so you cannot really speak or anything. I just wanted to say hi and drop in, so I logged on in my phone.
Yeah, thanks, Jasper. Yeah, I really hate that. I wish I understood why they don't allow you to join audio on a PC on a computer. I don't know why they do that.
No, because at home I'm always on my desktop. So
yeah, I have 5 desktops. I would love to join audio from one of them, yet I'm here with my headset plugged into my phone.
Well, so. Anyway, I just wanted to say hi, and yeah, well, tomorrow at the company I have ISO 27001 audit in the information security.
Yeah, that's very cool, Jesper. Yeah, ISO 27001. That's a popular one, and I've seen a lot of people get a whole lot of headaches going through those audits. I used to work in the federal government. We had to go through audits like that, but even more comprehensive, and they were just
I have 3 painful. Audits a year, so this is just one of them, and it's because I'm working with outsourcing IT, so we're getting audited everywhere.
Yeah, right. So you go through 3 of them a year?
Yeah, 3 each year.
3 each year. Okay, cool. Yeah, for everybody, if anybody on the call is interested in knowing more about actual cybersecurity, there a lot of enterprises or companies go through audits called different various audits, but one of the most popular ones is what Jesper said. It's called ISO 27001. If you want to be bored to tears, go look that up and see what it's all about. But yeah,
we have 27001, and then we have ISO 9000, and then we have ISAE 3401 or something.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I used to work in the federal government, and we had a, I'm not sure where everybody's from, but in the U.S., in the federal government, everybody follows a lot of regulations under something called DISA, D-I-S-A. And, they have not only all the ISO audits, but they have their own special audits, too.
And
they're very interpretive. So they'll give you a list of things saying you have to meet all these goals, but they're ambiguous at best. And you go through these audits, and the federal government, the cybersecurity community inside the federal government is even a smaller niche group. So if you fail one of those audits or look bad, everybody's going to know, and you just got mud on your face. So those are always
the whole company eyes is on me tomorrow. So
yeah, well, hop in. I don't, obviously we got. Probably got to be careful what you share, but when I share this space that I'll create here momentarily for tomorrow, if you want to hop in and share anything fun or interesting about that, please hop in and do that. But
I don't think it will be interesting for other people. So.
Maybe for me, but maybe not for anybody else. Yeah.
yeah. So, but I have a lot of government customers, and I have a lot of what you would call in the United States S&P 500 companies and so on. Also, medical companies which have high regulation.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I in the U.S. I specifically, work for what used to be McAfee, or we're now Trellix, but I run a team of consultants that does anything from architecting security strategies to deploying solutions and products and stuff like that. And same thing, I work with all the federal government agencies, all the Fortune 500 companies, Fortune 1000, whatever, all the, like I was saying earlier, Bank of America, Home Depot, any big company you could think of, I've had to either scope a project with them, or I used to do incident responses as well, dealing with ransomware and stuff like that. So if anybody on the call is ever interested in understanding what something like that looks like, I'm glad to sit here and have somebody like Jesper walk through something like he knows, or I could walk through what a incident response scenario looks like if you'd like, if anybody's intrigued. But yeah, I don't think anybody else has requested to hop up, and or 7 minutes over to my 1 hour time I dedicated to this. But thank you very much for the few people that did show up. I hope this turns into more people showing up again. I just shared my first space for this today, for yesterday afternoon, so it was probably just very late for people to catch this. But if you don't mind, paying attention when I create that space for tomorrow and sharing those out or joining and participating, I would appreciate any kind of support at all. But yeah, thanks for everybody's time today, and I hope you have a wonderful day or evening.
Yeah, thanks for doing this, Kyle, and shout out to Jane also.
Yes, definitely. She was here for most of it with me, and I appreciate her support as well. But yeah, you all have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.